It's okay. Great to have the up-and-coming band No Treaty joining the Antidote. Thanks so much for coming, guys, and thanks for being here at Audio Feed.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks. We're very excited to be here.
You're a little less excited this time around, because this is our second attempt at recording.
That's all right.
We're very excited to be here.
Okay, we got to do something. Everybody gets to introduce themselves and tell us your role in the band.
I'm Danny, playing the microphone and yell at people.
I'm John, I play bass and sing the pretty parts.
James, I play the drums.
Kyle, I play the guitar.
And Seth, who also plays the guitar, but he wasn't able to be here today. Miss you, love you, Seth.
His parole officer just said, no, you can't go.
Yeah, he can't leave the state right now.
It happens.
It's unfortunate. Just
those
kidding.
Digital ankle bracelets are tough to handle.
We're working on it.
So you guys jumped into this at a fast and furious rate. You've got one song out, and now you come to play Audio Feed Music Fest, which is a relatively large festival. How challenging is it to fill a set?
So this is actually our third gig. We've played a couple of shows already, and we have a five-song set. But yeah, it's kind of wild that we're here. We actually submitted for this fest earlier this year to try to book out things and plan out a little bit. But we got told no, and then through some contacts that Kyle had, we were offered the ability to come fill in for some bands that dropped out, or a band that dropped out, I should say.
And so it should happen, because again, Audio Feed wants to be top-notch, and without No Treaty, it's second rate.
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope it doesn't ride all on that, but we're going to give it our all here.
We got to find out about the formation of the band. How did you guys meet, and why did you want to become a band together?
So this started for me in 2022. I was getting back into music and heavy music. At the end of 2022, my family was supposed to fly home to Minnesota to go visit our family. Our flight got canceled, and I had recently found out about the Labeled podcast. So my wife and I decided to pull an all-nighter and drive straight through, and we just listened to Labeled podcast the whole time. As soon as we arrived in Minnesota, I was convinced that I wanted to play music again, and just about a week later, I was on Facebook and I saw Kyle. His band and my old band had played a show together before, but I didn't really know him. I saw him playing a guitar lick on there and thought, well, that's pretty rad. And he had his caption was, I've got this fire in me to play music again. And I was like, yeah, me too. And I sent this comment. I was like, good luck, buddy. And at that point, maybe I should, hit him up and ask him to do this. I'll attribute that to the Holy Spirit, telling me to do that. But that's where it took off. And we just started trading tracks back and forth.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Was that being facetious or were you being serious?
No, I was being serious because I thought what he was playing was pretty cool and I thought that would be great. But honestly, I didn't think he was going to buy off on my idea. In my previous band, when I was deployed, I traded tracks back and forth and, we continued to write while I was gone. But I didn't think too many people were going to buy off on it. So I was like, yeah, good luck. And, it probably wouldn't work out, but here we are in the flesh.
Has it always been metal for all of you guys? Has that been the main passion?
Yeah, absolutely. I know for me, so I'm 29 right now. I started playing drums, which I never wanted to do. My dad's a drummer, and so I'm like, I don't want to be like my dad. Every kid has that or something. But then you end up and you go, oh, I'm just like my dad. In my case, that's really great. My dad's awesome. He's a drummer. He's older, so he's been drumming for many years. And so he gave me a couple lessons, showed me some beats. It kind of picked up naturally. And then when I was 9, my parents took me to see Judas Priest and Shadows Fall. And so, sorry, Mom and Dad, this is not a phase. you know what I mean? So all of us are pretty, we're outgoing and whatever. But, on a face-to-face basis, I feel like we're kind of meek and mild kind of guys. Again, Seth is the same way. But where we let loose is in metal. It's an outlet for all of us. There's something about it, something that we can't express normally, that we're able to express. And it's not anger. It's like, it's joy. It's like intense I don't know, stokedness, if I can create a word. So yeah, I mean, for me, it's always been metal from the time I was 17, and then Kyle and I played in another band for 7 years.
Yeah.
The Death in Me, if anyone's ever heard of that. And yeah, I'm stoked to be here with these guys now. They're all great.
So Monolith is the debut song from No Treaty. How did you come up with the theme for the song?
Originally, kind of like when we would go back and forth on stuff, I would trade some guitar tracks with Danny, and you know, maybe he'd be like, oh, I'm not sure about that, maybe do that. And then Danny would also share his lyrics with me, and so he's like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, would you mind if I kind of like worked with this a little bit? And so Danny can go a lot deeper than I can, but he had something in there that was just like, I was like, this is big. I need something to describe being big. And so I remember looking it up in Google, and I was like, Monolith, that sounds cool. I want to ask him what he thinks about that. And then he ended up putting it in the song, and then it ended up being the title. But Danny can kind of go a little bit deeper on the lyrics.
Well, so the song almost didn't make it. Fun story on this. This was where I got pulled into the band too. So back in September, the guys reached out and they hadn't written any bass parts yet. They're like, hey, like Danny knew me. Our bands played a lot of shows together back in the day. So he was like, hey, you want to try to see if you can help us come up with some bass stuff? And so I asked him how much creative liberty I had. And he's like, just do whatever you think sounds good and send it over and we'll let you know. So I recorded some stuff, sent it back, and I was just jamming out stuff. And there's one little bass part that if you haven't heard the song yet, you'll hear it right before the last breakdown. But they really hung on that part of liking it. But I remember when we were working on the song, there was a lot of debate as to whether or not we were going to keep it. We did some pretty major restructuring in it at one point because we knew there was something there, but it still hadn't quite been polished enough yet. And mm-hmm. So I remember us having these conversations back and forth on Marco Polo, like, I don't know, are we just going to table Monolith for a while? And then when we finally got it together, it was like, okay, this song's something special. And when we finally were able to make the other connections to get Mike from Convictions in on it, you know, we knew that we had something really cool there. But it took a while. Like, we honestly didn't think the song was going to even make the set.
It's wild. It's surprising how often that can happen.
It seems more often than not that kind of thing happens with bands. You know, you think the song isn't that great. You do one little thing to it. And I thought the first version of the song was great. But then after like the restructure and kind of rearrangement, I'm like, okay, now this is like really awesome. So I'm really stoked on it.
Well, you guys also had something else that's special about it, is that you brought in a guest on Monolith, Michael Felker from Convictions. No Treaty is a really solid band on its own. Why bring in an additional vocalist for the song?
So, well, it's kind of wild in that we've talked in a lot of hypotheticals with this band since the beginning. What if we can work with this person or that person? And, well, when we started assembling all this stuff and we started working with Ryan LaTrue, that was, you know, kind of a dream come true, certainly for Kyle, very inspired by Ryan. But during this process, Kyle had seen that Mike posted up on his Instagram, like he's doing these vocal lessons. And Kyle says, well, Danny, why don't you go talk to Mike and see what else you can do? And I was like, I'm not above that. Like, I haven't been doing this for 12 years. I know I could use some help. And so I started doing lessons through Mike, and we started building a relationship, and he really liked what we were about. And so once we assembled Monolith, and Mike, out of all the songs that we sent him, he liked that one the best. And we were like, well, is it crazy that we could ask him to do a feature? Should we even do that right now? And we just shot our shot, and you know, and he was like, yeah, I'd absolutely love to do that. The wild thing is, he asked me while he was in the studio doing the vocals for it, do you mind if I like write a part over here? I was like, yeah, man, there's a bunch of space in there. Go for it. And sent it back, and it was completely different. And I remember we got it back, and I was, you know, listened to it with Kyle, and he's like, hey, dude, I hate to tell you this, but I think that's way better. And I was like, yeah, it's way better. That's amazing. We have to keep that.
Well, let's talk about some of the message of Monolith. It's really bold and upfront. It says, I cannot deny he has risen from the dead, that all dead men might be alive. the truth overcome the lie, so believe and be reconciled. Now, obviously, Christians will find that easy to accept, but what about a non-Christian? What will it take to convince them?
You know, I think the one thing about the gospel is, in some sense, it's offensive. It should be. It offends our sensibilities as humans. We, in most beings, we want to rebel against that. And so I think for someone who has not believed yet and been reconciled, it is an offensive message. But because it's an offensive message, you have to do something with it. You can't just sit in the middle of the fence and be sort of okay with it. You are either going to be reconciled or you're going to rebel. And, you know, we've all done the band thing before. We've all, you know, we're all older now. I'm the old guy in the band, but yeah, so, yeah, at the ripe old age of 36, but, you know, if this was going to be worth doing, we had to be bold and we had to be able to be upfront with our beliefs and where we are and where God has taken us. Cause I know that, you know, being in a Christian band when I was in my 20s, you know, was one thing. I'd certainly lived some life, but after having, you know, at this point been married 12 years, had 9 kids and have done a lot of life up and down, heartbreak and everything, you really see the providence of God, the mercy of God in a much different light. Mm-hmm. And I think that you can talk about it in a much bigger way because you know where you came from. You know where you were, where in a way that I don't think when I was younger that I could really, I can, at least for myself, I can say that I, you know, hadn't quite reckoned with yet.
Now, all you guys are coming into this band with eyes wide open. So you know that the metal scene is saturated with bands, you know, both good and bad ones, Christian and non-Christian. What is it going to take to have No Treaties stand out from the crowd?
I think it's just that, like, when Kyle and I started this, it was going to be overt. We couldn't hide behind anything. We weren't going to, you know, play the 2000s metalcore band where they're like, you know, we say Jesus every now and then and then our lifestyles don't reflect it. But we both come out of some, you know, some hard things and, you know, struggle with particular sin and whatever. We knew that if we took a step in that direction where we wouldn't be bold, we wouldn't say those things, that it'd just be as easy to fall back into the old sin, just like in our old ways and our, you know, not maybe not their band, but certainly my old band, where it became more about us and about pleasing the crowd. So I think for us, what's going to take is just remaining bold, just keep saying that. I think no publicity is bad publicity. And well, with some stuff that we have coming up, we hope to ruffle some feathers. I hope that some people will be offended, just like John was saying, by the gospel and the things that are true in God's word. The truth does that. And there's, you got one or two options with the truth. You either accept it or you deny it. And there are some, you know, there are secondary and tertiary effects of doing either one of those.
But you're not out to antagonize.
No, that's absolutely not what we're about. But being open, honest, and transparent about our own walks.
That between the five of us, we've done a lot of sinning. I know I'm not the only one, and it's comforting in the fact that we can be honest with one another, and you know, even strangers and our loved ones about the things that we deal with. The trudge, as it were, through life, the constant pull of the flesh to go back to, Martin Luther said, the dead man floats. And so you're just dragging this floating corpse along with you of your old self.
And that's very metal sounding.
No, absolutely. Luther, he's a little metal of a dude.
I think Luther would have been an audio feed.
Probably so.
Luther would have definitely been an audio feed.
Yep. You know, I think even Jerry Bridges says, this is kind of unrelated, but you know, you got to preach the gospel to yourself every day. And we all forget. I'm thankful that this band, we are really constantly refocusing one another. It's not about us. It's such an easy thing to get trapped in the business aspect. But if it's trumping the gospel, I mean, what the heck are we doing?
No Treaty has one song, Monolith. everybody's going to ask, when they see your set tomorrow, when do we get more?
Well, I believe if everything goes right, we'll have something out about August time frame. I think y'all are going to like it. It's a pretty hot song for us. We're actually in the middle of debating the song title. It's been a very hot.
Say, what's it called?
Yeah, it's a hot item. So we don't even know exactly what we're calling this, but you'll know. But it'll be out in August.
You're going to be happy about that. No, Trady has been here with The Antidote. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great show tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Thanks for having me.
Can't wait for it.